Hello, Poddlers. Not going to lie, it's been a funny old day.
Whoa.
It's my fat boy slip.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So here's the skinny. The tattoo artist needle gun has gone all over a clip from yesterday's show. And if you can work out what lies beneath, well, you can have the Breakfast Show merchandise, which for the summer months is a strip of three temporary tattoos of our show logo. So you can get out there and be the guerrilla marketing campaign I've always dreamed of. So the clip is from yesterday's show, and it's when we're in the throes of the wiki quiz and you were earning your shout outs. And one of the clues was about a celebrity that I met last year on this very show, and Anna got a wee bit excited. Who is it on the wiki quiz?
It's
the one and only. She was wearing this pink leather jacket with like studded shoulders.
Yeah, it's quite a get-up, wasn't it?
A true icon. Yeah.
Were you a bit starstruck?
Kind. I suppose the closest I've come to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I think I would faint.
So, which celebrity would make Anna faint? Is it A, Dolly Parton, or B, Grotbag?
Yes, I knew you were going to go Grotbag. Yeah.
Well, maybe
well,
it
Matt,
is
don't give away the answer. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I shouldn't have reacted.
I knew you'd go for Grotbags as the alternate to the right answer.
They're both very similar, okay. So that's fine, yeah.
So is it A, Dolly Parton, or B, the comedy alternative, Grotbags? Your names and your answers,
please.
It
wasn't a hard question, was it, really?
Well, you don't know. There could be people struggling.
Anna wouldn't faint if she saw Grotbags,
would you? You don't know.
Hang on a second. What would happen if you saw Grotbags?
I think I would faint.
There you go, you see? You never know. So it's A for Dolly Parton, B for Grotbags, and your name.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Once again, technology has stabbed us in the back. We were due to speak to a listener by the name of Gemma in Edinburgh. She sounded lovely. She had the right answer, but we've lost her. However, don't worry, Gemma, you have won the temporary tattoos because you did know that Anna would faint if she met Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And not Grotbags.
I knew you were going to go Grotbags.
I knew you were going to go Grotbags.
Yeah. Sort of ruined that as a competition, didn't we?
But Gemma, yeah, we. Is that the right use of we? Let me just try. Let me roll it around a bit in my mouth. Just use it.
I ruined
the competition. I ruined it. Anyway, Gemma in Edinburgh has three children, and it is one temp tat for each.
Oh, yes.
During that last song, I suggested to her that she announces it Oprah style. You're getting a temporary tattoo. Anyway, well done, Gemma. Sorry we couldn't get you on air this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Thank you so much for all of your suggestions as to what our team name should be when we take on home time.
So many coming.
In a game of bowls. Keep them coming. What should we be called? 8, 12, 15 is the number, but yeah, right now
try and make them usable. Come on,
yeah, usable would be very helpful to us. You know, with them reading them out on air and being on the socials and stuff, being able to say them aloud would help an awful lot. Now, Matt, before you start the social ammo, the comings and goings across social media, can I do a little update on something you brought to the table yesterday?
Oh yes,
when you said Snoop Dogg is at the Olympics
carrying
in Paris
torch,
for 2024.
Yeah.
He's carrying the torch. Mm. Now, one of my best friends in the world, I'm godparent to his eldest son, is a guy called Phil Greening. Now, those of you who know rugby will know the name Phil Greening.
Yeah, big name.
And Phil is on the coaching staff of Team USA. So that's what he's been doing for some time.
He's
so he's out at the Olympics. And in fact, this coming weekend, me and a few friends were supposed to go out there and see him. And then he actually messaged us on the WhatsApp group and said, thinking about it, please do not come. Please do not come.
Really?
I don't need the distraction of you all being here. And that's fair enough. You know, he's on the coaching staff of an Olympic team, the USA Rugby Sevens team. So yesterday on the group, and Phil understandably has been quiet for a while, he drops in this picture of him with Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion together. But the thing was, Snoop Dogg said to him, if you beat the French today, because the opening game was France-USA, if you beat France, I'll take you and the whole team out clubbing in Paris tonight.
Wow.
So it was all on the line for Phil. I mean, if you need added impetus to win a game of rugby, it's like I'm going to get to go out with Snoop, right? You get to tell the world I went out with Snoop. So I watched the game. Of course I was going to watch the game. And it was a draw. He's just one try away from the kind of story that he'll die out on for the rest of his days.
But what does that mean? Does it mean he took him out for a coffee maybe instead?
So they're meeting for croissants now, actually.
Laser Quest tomorrow.
Awful. No gin and juice for Philly.
Laser Quest with Snoop Dogg is a brilliant name for a daily podcast, Glenn. Thank you. So, Matt, what else is going on?
Yes, well, elsewhere, Jake Lambert is back with a great video that he's done, mocking the way people share pictures of their holidays on social media.
I've just shared a load of pictures of me on holiday on my social media. Am I going to be mocked? It's not the ones who just do a big photo dump.
No. Like it's more the way people try and think they're clever and funny when they share the pictures. Okay. Even when I did try to do it. Here he is.
Did you see I posted a photo at the airport of my passport next to the tickets and the drinks so that everyone knew I was going on holiday? Yeah. It looked good, didn't it? I've just taken a picture of the dessert and I'm going to write, be rude not to. I've just posted that photo of me on the beach today and I've written, had worse Mondays.
Oh, I just took a picture of the sea.
So I'm going to post it and write, getting some vitamin C, but write to SEA. Oh, I've just seen you posted that photo of your legs and put hot dogs or legs.
Do you remember that?
Brilliant. Oh. I've just posted that photo of me on the beach and I've written, never coming home. Yeah, I know I'm going home. I'm just saying it. I've just posted a photo from our holiday and I've written, take me back.
I think I'm guilty of quite a lot.
I was watching your face throughout that. It was almost like you were mentally ticking them off.
Everyone's done them at some point, I suppose.
The take me back ones.
Out of office was another one that he's going.
Not a bad view for a Monday.
Scott Parsons, who shared it with me, said this is literally everyone on social media.
Everyone listening to this now.
I don't know how you avoid it. The only other way is to just post it and say, I'm on holiday. I want to show off about it. Here's a picture. That's the only way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Soon, we will bowl.
Whoa. It's my fat boy's lip.
We will bowl.
Yes, we will.
I've wanted to bowl for some time. Can you tell her that I'm excited about this? So we now have a place that we can bowl. I have a mentor. We have our uniforms and we have our opposition. It comes in the shape of Bush and Richie. In case you missed the call we did with them earlier in the week here on The Breakfast Show when I invite them to be our competition, you may not be surprised to hear that Richie Firth did bowl whilst he was a teenage boy. He did it to curry favour with the head teacher. That's why I did it. Mr. Tankard was loved bowls, and Richie thought a good way of me getting in here is to learn short mat bowls.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing when he was 15 years old. What were you doing? So anyway, it's stiff competition. And if I look into this more and more, every great sports team in history has had a great name. Mm. The Invincibles, the Galacticos, the Red Devils, the Magpies, the Irons. So to show that we mean business, Matt and I need a name for our bowls team. And of course, you have just helped us out. You always do. The number is 81215. Keep them coming. We're going to make our final decision in about 50 minutes' time. Dave and Matt, I think you should call yourselves Wood for Breakfast. That's from Seb. So, of course, wood, that's what you write. It's not a bowl, it's a wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Bowls of Fury or Bad to the Bowls from Stu. Nice. He's about to fly to Greece. It's good work, Stu. Have a nice holiday. Bowling for Soup. Says Mark in Manchester, bring a bit of that punk pop vibe to the green. Plus, it'd be good for the walk-on music, which is a good point. Morning, Dave. Surely you and Matt should be Morning Woods. And that's from Floody in Hatfield, which is another suggestion we'll put in the pile there. Thank you very much indeed, Floody. As I say, keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. We'll be deciding on our team name in just under 50 minutes' time. Bowl!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, another thing that happens here, or doesn't happen here, is shout-outs. You have to earn your shout-outs. Right now, though, we're in a very special moment in time because we're dubbing this 5 weeks of shout-outs. So around this time, for the next 5 weeks, you can have a shout-out to yourself, your family, your loved ones, your kids, your business, whatever it may be. And we'll have a different game for you to play each weekday morning. And on a Thursday, it is going to be returning favourite, the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. So I have taken a snippet from nearly the end of a song that is going to be playing just after 8 a.m. on Absolute Radio Noughties. So this song is from the Noughties. If you correctly identify the band and artist, you can have your shout out. So as I say, it's playing just after 8 on Noughties. I need your name, where you are, whoever you would like to shout out. That's up to you. I will read it aloud. Send it along to 8 12 15. You also need to identify this little ditty. So it's from nearly the end of the song, as it's nearly the end of the working week. Here it is again.
I think you got it.
Okay, the team think they've got it. Here it is one more time for you out there. So, your names, your answers, whatever you want in your shout-outs.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
For your shout-out, we are playing the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. Now, this song is playing just after 8 on Absolute Radio Noughties. That was the only clue you got as I played you a piece of audio from nearly the end of the song. Matt Dyson, you claim to have got it.
Well, yes, it has a timeless sound to it, but I think it's pretty sure it's Winehouse and Rehab, isn't it?
It is Amy Winehouse and Rehab. Of course, Absolute Radio Noughties and all the music you could ever want is available via the brand new Rayo app. But now the shout-outs. Congratulations to Big Tony, the HGV driver, who claims to be Biffa's finest. Well, let's give him a round of applause.
Well done, Big Tony.
Tony Gray from Worthing, who wants to say hello to his wife Abby and daughter Willow as they travel to Wolverhampton for a 4-day dance competition for Genesis Dance School after their recent Dance World Cup victory in Prague.
Whoa.
It's another round of applause.
Wow.
I mean, I used to enter the 4-day dance comps. They are grueling, so good luck to Abby and to Willow. Paul in Sunderland, who wants to shout out to his wife, Rachel, who is 47 today. Happy birthday to you, Rachel. Richard on his way to work in Harrogate, Volkswagen. And Medium Tasty Rick at Red Star Welder, who's working with a guy we referenced yesterday, Big Tasty Roy. Big Tasty Roy and Medium Tasty Rick at Red Star Welding in Hemel. Well done, everybody. It was Amy Winehouse and Rehab, as I say. That is going to be playing just after 8 on Absolute Radio Noughties, which you can listen to on your DAB radio via your smart speaker or on the brand new Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where my desire to be involved in the world of bowls has really gained momentum, and in a big part that is down to you. We now have a place to play bowls. Yeah. I have a mentor, and we have our competitors in the shape of the Home Time Show, and all we lack is a team name, because all the great sports teams in history have a name, and we aim to be just that. And with your help, as always, we're about to get our name. But before we reveal it, some suggestions that I liked. John in Stourbridge, Jacks of all trades.
That's good.
Using bowls terminology there.
Yeah, nice.
Well done, John.
Nice.
How about Bowl Street Boys? Roy referencing the picture of you in your bowls uniform, which is just
90s,
a vest top.
90s boy band look.
How about Bowlers Without Bias? I like that.
Yeah,
bias is another bowls term Jones. Morning, Dave. I'm suggesting either the woodchuckers or the bowl cuts.
Nice.
Yeah,
like that.
Morning, Dave. How about all bowls, no glory? It's nice, Dave, but we plan to take all of the glory. Yes. And finally, Chris A and Chris B. Hey, Dave, you guys should call yourselves Bad Bowls or Bad Bowls 2, or Bad Bowls for Life,
yeah.
or Bad Bowls Ride or Die. As I say, yeah. that's much idea. Love from Chris A and Chris B. But there can be only one winner, and our team name has been suggested by the person currently on line one in Failsworth in Manchester. It's listener Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Paul.
Paul, welcome along to the show. It is lovely having you on board. So we have chosen yours as the winning name because of its beautiful simplicity.
Yeah, it's amazing work. It's so obvious, really, isn't
when,
it?
But when clever. It first came through, I fired all of us for not thinking of this in this room. So we're all going to leave after the show today because, Paul, you're better than all of our brains put together. Please share with everybody your suggestion for our Bowls team name.
It is, simply, Breakfast Bowls.
Breakfast Bowls. Breakfast, we are the Breakfast Bowls.
You're
an award-winning stand-up comedian and you didn't think of Breakfast Bowls.
It didn't cross my mind.
Never crossed your mind. Award-winning TV journalist, Anna Geary, you didn't think of Breakfast Bowls, did you?
I know.
And then, well, Matt, you know, you didn't think of Breakfast Bowls either.
Onslow.
Onslow. Professional Onslow look-alike. I didn't think about me. It's even spelt the same way. That's the beauty of this name.
It's spelt the same way. We are the Breakfast Bowls. It does make perfect sense. Listen, Paul, we're going to send you some breakfast show goodies. That's how pleased we are with this name, so thank you for it.
Oh, thank you. No, much appreciated.
Oh, that's a pleasure, Paul. Thank you for tuning into the show. Great work, my friend. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
I just wanted to share one more with you, right, because we're called the Breakfast Bowls. It's done. We obviously had a lot of Bowley McBowlface, a lot of that came out. A listener called Andy, an unfortunate typo, not his fault, it'll definitely be the fault of his phone.
Yeah.
There is no way we're going out there as Bowley McBowlface.
Horrible.
Striking fear into the hearts of their opponents. It's Bowley McBowlface. Well done, Paul.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Now, I'm going to spring this on a member of the team.
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking that the one thing that we lack, far from any talent at bowls, but the other thing we lack is some kind of entry music, some kind of song that will strike fear into the hearts of Bush and Richie, our opposition, or maybe will inspire and give hope to Matt and I as we take them on in this contest to the death just next week. Now, amongst us sits a true music talent.
Oh, Dave.
She's one of our own. It's Anna Geary. In fact, when we first had the pleasure of working with Anna a couple of years back?
Yeah, 2022.
Was it 2022?
Yeah.
Goodness me. Within her first week, we got her to do a cover of The Clash, Rock the Casbah.
Oh, yes.
The Jazz Bar.
Rock the Jazz Bar was born. I mean, you've got to love Anna. Not only does it sound great, but I asked her to do this after her first show. So, as you said, you've had a couple of years to recover. What I would like to ask you to do is, could you conjure us a song? Could you conjure the Breakfast Bowls, some kind of musical ditty for inspiration that we can use when we take on home time?
So this is like the walkout
intimidating walkout music.
So something to intimidate the home time guys.
Yeah, you could do that, or if you wanted to, think of it as kind of like a montage at the end of Match of the Day. So we on the socials, there'll be like all slow-mo shots of us and you can go for something like Stop Crying Your Heart Out or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just write an Oasis classic is all I'm saying to you. No, it's not too much.
No pressure.
Will you do it?
I will do it.
Yes, that's why we love you. You got till Monday.
Oh, gosh.
It's Thursday today, isn't it? Yeah, Thursday today. So tomorrow, so you've got 24 hours. Around this time tomorrow, we'll check in and either we'll see what you're workshopping, where your musical talents are at, and then you'll have the weekend to create it, and Monday we'll give it its premiere live on The Breakfast Show.
No pressure.
Are you going to do it?
I will do it. I'll take on your challenge.
Okay, so we're going to have our own theme music as well, Onslow. Right. This is amazing, isn't it?
Thanks, Hyacinth.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, Richard Archer, frontman of Hardfi, joined Jay Lawrence to go through the decades. He selected his favourite songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah, he went all the way through. And you can listen back to it right now in the brand new Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Thursday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It is time to bid you farewell. But don't forget, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app. Or if you've got patience, you can wait about 5 minutes and there'll be a brand new edition of the daily podcast. And we know why it's called a podcast now, don't we?
We do now, don't we? Lovely stuff. The etymology nerd, yes.
That's going to be available shortly wherever you get your pods from. So, what's it going to be named? The podcast naming bell rung on a few occasions this morning, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose from, yes, I knew you were going to use grot bags, Laser Quest with Snoop Dogg, Big Tony, Biffa's Finest, Big Tasty Roy and Medium Tasty Rick, Bowley McBowlface, Bare Armed Thirst Trap. Oh, my God. Anyone that takes me on an etymology full circle needs to call me ASAP. The Bare Armed Thirst Trap.
That's not what I'm calling
what
myself.
What a thing
by
to
the
say
way.
About yourself.
Onslow Lineker is what you called me as well earlier. So I think that might stick more than the Bare Armed Thirst Trap. I think maybe we don't want to give too much away, so maybe Laser Quest with Snoop Dogg, that line from Glenn earlier.
It's a fabulous name for a daily podcast, and therefore it is Laser Quest with Snoop Dogg. To find out why it's named that, well, as I say, you can listen again on demand in the Rayo app or wait for the brand new podcast. So Leona Graham's going to be here next. There'll be tea break trivia fun and the details you need to enter the cash register, which tomorrow will give one listener £250,000. We'll be back with you on your Friday morning at 6 a.m. sharp. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.